Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and happy Monday. I hope you are making magic as you go through this beautiful life of yours. I hope you are creating the life that you want, and most of all, I hope that you are loving the life that you have. Nothing brings to you what you want and what you need faster than the love emotion. And some people might argue with that, but I'm just going to hold on to that and believe that and know that with every ounce of my being. So, I'm Tony. This is Messages from Above with Tony. Let me introduce myself for anybody who might be new listening, and just in case you're new. The only thing I had planned to say was what I just said, and I could go on with that for hours and hours and hours. I would love to teach love and self-love. Not that I know everything, because I really don't know everything about it, but as I teach it, I learn. As I speak on the subject of self-love and loving others, I'm also learning, because I'm channeling this information. And as I, you know, present information and answers to others, it also applies to myself in many cases, which is just a beautiful gift for me and for everybody listening. As usual, I'll be taking callers today and answering a question or connecting with a loved one. And I ask that you have your question ready, and I ask that it be a bit of a more specific question so that it's fair to everybody and I can get to as many people as possible. If you have a lot of questions or more than one question or connections, please consider booking a session. That would probably be the best for you. And you will then get the answers to all of your questions and very elaborate information about what you need in your life right now. However, if I do call your area code, please just have one question ready or one connection for a loved one on the other side, and I'll do the best I can to help you with that. Remember, information comes through me for you. I'm not speaking this on my own. It doesn't come from me. It comes from above. Your guides, my guides, or angels. I like to call it angels. I just like to say angels. Your angels, my angels, they're working together to bring you the best answer that they can for your personal situation and what you're working toward. Yeah, I suppose I should. It's funny. Sometimes I'll just say, yeah, I suppose I should say something about my book. And that's because literally my angels are saying, tell them about your book. And I'm like, I don't want to push my book on every show. And they're like, tell them about. So I answer them out loud, but you guys can't hear them telling me to promote it. So here it is, my latest book, What If? A Transformational Guide, is available on Amazon.com. All of my books are there. So if you go to Amazon.com, you put in your name, not your name, my name, and it will come up, What If? And I even have an author page. If you click the link on here, it will take you to my author page with all of my books. And you'll be able to order the books. All righty, let's go to the very first caller today, and that is 313.
Hi.
Hello, 3. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
My name is Sheree. I'm calling from Michigan.
Oh, Michigan is a beautiful, beautiful place. I've been going to Iron River, Michigan a lot. Recently, it's just,
oh yeah,
it's gorgeous. Yeah, it's gorgeous there. Oh my goodness. So how can I help you today?
Yes, I would like messages from the other side regarding this guy named Sam.
Okay.
Or whatever that comes up.
Well, you know, thank you for saying that, because sometimes we want a piece of information about, you know, someone, but they just want
right.
to say, remember, the biggest message I'm getting for you, my beautiful, beautiful woman, is remember who you
mm-hmm.
are. No,
yes.
Seriously, they're saying, remember who you are. Don't if you remember who you are, meaning love, light, brilliance, you will not be asking about this. But I am going to go a little further. I'm not going to leave it at that. I am going to say, Sam's okay. Sam's okay. He's good. Can I ask a question? Is this a newer situation? Is it a newer situation?
No, we've been friends with benefits for years. No, that's not
okay.
Nothing new.
Okay, because I'm so happy you said that, because I was getting on and off, on and off, on and off. Okay?
Yeah, I think that's what it's been.
Yes, I'm getting on and off, on and off, on and off. So I'm like, is this newer? Is it on and off because of this or that? So it's always fastest and easiest if I just ask the direct question rather than waiting for them to explain everything to me. I'm not fishing.
Okay.
I'm not, like, people will say, well, you asked a question, so you're not a real psychic. Okay, if that's how you feel, that's fine. Go on and listen to somebody else then. I have no ego in this game. Here's what I'm getting. He's good. You really, and now I know why they're saying remember who you are. You're, as much as you want something, you don't want something, you're not sure what you want, but I'm going to tell you, in a month you're going to have to make a choice. In about a month.
Mm.
So, yeah, I know. In about a month, you're going to have to make a choice. Now, I'm asking them as I'm talking in my head, I'm going back and forth with the angel saying, does she have to make a choice because somebody else steps in? Does she have to make a choice because he steps up? Does she have to make a choice because she's been done with the on and off and the, you know, booty with benefits?
Right.
Or a friend with benefits. Sorry.
Right.
And the truth is, here's the truth. If you tell him you want more, he'll say okay. He might not show up with more right away. He'll
mm-hmm.
say okay, and it will gradually work into that. But there are aspects of this, there are parts of this that you're not sure you want to take on. And he has to clean up some of his stuff before this can go any further. But in about a month, once we hit the holiday times, and that's exactly where we'll be, like that Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year time.
Yeah, because
our
birthdays.
Women,
His birthday November the 15th. Mine's November the 30th.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to tell you, around these landmark things where we're visiting family and we have all this stuff going on, all of a sudden we're like, maybe I want someone to be here with me. Maybe I want to be with somebody more on than on and off. And in about a month, okay, so in about a month, I can't even tell you what that O is. In about a month, you're going to have to decide what you really want from this situation. Whatever that O represents, you're going to have to decide what direction you want to go in. Whoever initiates this, it's okay. And it I'm going to say go with your heart. They're saying go with your gut as much as your heart. But there is some stuff that he needs to clean up, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's cleaning it up right now. Okay?
Mm.
There's a lot of, right? Sometimes men do things and they don't tell us they're doing things or they're taking actions, or the universe is stepping in and making things happen, and the people aren't even aware that these things are happening. One way or another, all I'm saying is one way or another, you terrify him. Oh, that is not what I was going to say, but this is what's coming through. Oh, my God. You're literally cutting off my sentences just so they can talk this morning. Oh, my goodness. Okay. In some ways, you terrify him, and this is where the booty comes in. He loves, loves, loves the booty.
Yes, he does.
He cannot get enough of the booty. And I think that is a very, very nice way of putting it, as my face turns right here. He loves the booty. And he cannot get enough of the booty, but he is also freaked out that somebody else is going to love the booty. So, oh my God, my eyes are watering. I'm dying here. I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Oh gosh. Okay, so, oh my goodness gracious. Right? You want. And he is making. I can't even be serious at this point. I can't even, like, I'm trying to pull myself back into, like, okay, get it together. And I'm like, nope, still laughing. I can't do it. Can't get it together yet.
Right.
Okay. Breathe. Can't do it yet. Okay. Oh, this is why I love this show. Real people that can just be real with me and just laugh at booty. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Ooh, okay. When... I can't pull myself together. Oh my God.
You making me laugh.
No, now all I can think about is the booty. Okay, get booty out of my mind. Get booty out of my mind. Okay, folks, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, one way or another, he's going to have to make a choice. And this choice, everything that's happening over the next month is leading to this choice. I feel like whatever you decide is a really good choice. And you already know what you want. You're just not sure you're ready for what you want. So just, you know what, over the next month, just be, don't freak out. Don't get one way or the other about things. Just allow everything to be as it is. And in about a month or within the month, you're going to see some movement is the way they're putting it. And you are going to have a really good idea of what's coming and be able to decide for yourself what you want. Now, sometimes, I'm just saying some guys, they don't make the assertion or the, they just don't say, some guys do. If they're in a solid situation, they're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to, but some guys are if it's not quite a solid situation, they will drop a little statement that's a test statement. And sometimes we just like answer not realizing that it was a test statement, okay? So a test, a test statement can literally be something like, I don't know, I can't think of any test statements right now, but we
that's
all
That's probably
know.
Why
we
I haven't heard. That's probably why he ain't seen, I ain't seen him since July, but he, you know, texts me on and off. But be bullcrafted.
Oh, he's coming back, and he's coming back in a big way. Okay, he's I shouldn't say a big way. He's coming back, and he's coming back in a big way. He's cleaning up a lot. I just get he's cleaning stuff up right now. He's making changes in his life. So and cleaning things up can mean anything from like career, other people in your life, situations in your life, whatever it is. But they are saying to you, know what you want and go with it, okay? Just know what you want and go with it. And remember who
Thank
you are because you are amazing and you need to be – it either needs to be on or off from this point forward. Don't be his in-between, go-between, fall back. Like
I know.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
but just the sex is
right. The booty is the booty, right? Like right? Like
yeah.
One of the things about my angels is sometimes they'll just pop a picture there, and then I can't get it out of my head. And the picture—that's part of why I was laughing earlier. I'm like, in my head, I'm going, I didn't need to see that, but. Wow, okay. But, you know, sometimes, seriously, sometimes, like I have a lot of guy friends that they think I'm their fallback. They think I am. Every time they're in between something, they like reach out. So now I've just started telling all of them, oh, I'm engaged. Am I? Well, I probably shouldn't bust myself out on the show.
Right.
All right, then. But they
Thank
will
you.
Reach out to me. Yes, they will reach out and they will be like, hey, want to go do dinner? No.
Right.
Put
right.
Put crack pipe down, dude. No. No. Like, it's not that serious. But, like, are you kidding me right now? I dumped you for all the reasons that you're reaching out to me now. No.
To me for.
So, yes, exactly. So just make sure that, you know, that it's what you want. Get what you, other than the booty, get what you want out of this situation. And get, if you want more, like just say, yeah, I'm happy to go there, but it's a package deal now. Or say whatever, you know, but I wouldn't be surprised if he comes at you with something else. But you have to wait and see when he does.
I don't know, because he got a girlfriend. He's been with the same girl for years.
I'm telling you something, and I'm telling you this now. I knew that, and my polite way of saying that was he's cleaning something up now, whether it be a situation or other people. Re-listen to that statement from earlier. He's cleaning something up now. Something is getting cleaned up, whether it's his choice or somebody else's choice. Something is getting cleaned up right now. And we'll see what that means. It could mean something else, but I feel like we'll just have to wait and see, and we'll have to go from there. And just see. And definitely, I want to follow up on this. You can call back sooner than a month, but definitely when or you know, I want to follow up. I want to know, like the timing of it and you know, how that all plays out. Okay.
All right. I'll let you know how it goes.
I want to
get to your other callers. I want to be considered the other callers. I could talk to you all day.
You have a great energy about you. I do want to just one more quick thing.
Uh-huh.
He's not your only option. There are a lot of guys around you that you're not looking at or understanding or thinking that they might be a good guy for you. You're kind of holding
mm-hmm.
out partially because you're not sure you're ready. Partially because you don't look at them as like what you think you want. So what I'm going to do we're going to do our first clearing of the show. Okay. she is ready for a healthy, happy, loving relationship. I automatically get a no on that. So let's clear anything stopping or blocking you, anybody listening and re-listening, and please do re-listen to this show. Anything that is stopping or blocking you from having a healthy, happy, loving relationship is going to start to clear now. This will continue to clear. And I instantly, like, from my heart all the way up through my head, is like a dizzying effect and hard to breathe. I don't know if you feel this right now or anybody else does, but all of that should be, you feel it, right? Do you feel that?
Yeah, I do.
Yes. So let this go. Embrace the fact that you're going to be looking at and experiencing relationships in a new and better and stronger way. And be open to whatever comes to you. Okay, love?
Okay. Thank you. You've been so helpful.
You
have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are.
Oh. I am going to go to the next caller, who is 610. Hello, 610. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Hello, Tony. This is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. How can I help you?
I had a quick question about the romantic relationship that I have with my girlfriend. And I just wanted to see what you're, you know, picking up with this relationship. We've been together about 5 years now.
Okay, the first word I hear is complication. Now, this sometimes, I didn't receive a full-on sentence statement. I just received the word complication, and the person would jump to the conclusion that there might be a complication going on right now, or there's a complication with or about this relationship. Am I translating that correctly?
To some extent, yeah, I believe so.
Okay. So, I'm going to tell you there's love in this relationship. There's a tremendous amount of love. But there is some... I want to say fundamentally there's something here or at the foundation. I want to make sure what I'm hearing and the way I'm saying it is accurate and pertinent to your situation. But the feeling I have is some confusion here. I have a feeling that there's a little confusion or some... something is not being understood. I feel like there's just discord right now. And rather than try to push this, I'm going to say this is a really, I'm going to just start clearing whatever's in the way here and be able to move forward in a better way. So I'm going to say, for the most part, this is a good situation. Every once in a while, I don't want to say there's every once in a while there's something that's a little problematic. They're not getting to the meat of it, and I can't understand why. It's like I have to go through all these curtains that are closed. I keep opening curtains that are closed, and I'm not getting to what's the deal here. And that's either because somebody's hiding something very well, which I don't think, or there's something that's very, I wish I could put you on hold for a second and come back, because sometimes once I like step away from it, information gets really clear for me. But right now,
okay.
I'm going to say there's a lot of love in this situation, but there's also some confusion in this situation. Does that fit? Let's start there. Does that fit?
By confusion,
I mean like maybe there are misunderstandings, even if they're little misunderstandings, or I don't know, even know how. These are the two words I'm receiving. So when you look at her, when you look at you, when you look at the whole situation, does it fit at all?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Thank you for confirming that. Now, and I know some people might say, well, there's love and confusion in every situation, but in this situation, I'm just going to say, and I don't understand why I'm not, usually information comes flying at me and I can't get it out fast enough, but in this situation, for some reason, I'm not getting as much information as I would like to get on this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to apologize that that's all I'm getting.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you that the one message they're giving me, the one message that they're saying for you, keep doing what you're doing and everything will work out perfect.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but I would like to say something if I may. Basically,
sure.
I guess some of the issues are more on a more intimate level, and we were able to talk things through, and I'm working on that situation right now. Do you see that
resolve? So I have to be fair, and I have to say one way or another, it will resolve. Like whether it goes forward or backward or not at all, that's a result. But what I'm saying is they're saying to you, and thank you for sharing that, because that's the fundamental or the whatever word they used earlier, that's the thing they must have been talking about. But here's what I'm going to say to you. They said, keep doing what you're doing and everything will work out perfectly. Okay, or for the best. What that means exactly, only the end can say. Because there we have free will and we have choice, and we either person can go, you know what, this is too much, or I'm not wanting to re-enter that, or whatever. Or they can go, yeah, let me get past. So here's what I'm going to do. There's intimacy issues in this relationship. Let's clear that now. And for both parties, and we'll see how much this helps. And whatever is causing this is a fundamental or a foundational issue. It's something that goes very far back to childhood, okay, which is possibly part of why it's a little bit more discreet. And as it clears, and be patient, but keep doing what you're doing and be patient, and everything will fall into place. I need to tell everybody, thank you so much for listening to the show today. I'm so grateful. I'll be back next Monday at noon. Please call in if you did not get through today. Sometimes it takes a little bit more time to get through. People try for months to get through, and I'm sorry if you did not get through today, but I'm so grateful for each and every caller, and keep doing what you're doing and allow it to work out the way it's going to work out. Thank you so much.